Blog Talk Radio.
Lamb, praise God. You couldn't find a better, nowhere can you find a better God than the God that we have. I say that in essence to, you know, these people that go around saying Buddha is their God, Muhammad is their God, and how they have built up their own God. Amen. And it's not rewarding. The only thing that we should have before us is the Lord God Almighty. He's the only one that can take care of us, make a way of escape for us, because and Satan is dirty. He ain't playing no games. He's playing for keeps. And he got all kind of strategies. So if we as the body of Christ know who our God is and don't pick up on nothing else during the process of our making and our race, we are sure to win. Father God, we just want to thank you right now for what you're doing. We bless the Savior. Amen. And thank you for Jesus Christ's blood, amen, shed for us. We thank you for allowing us a chance to wake up. Amen. To see another day. And I ask you to move by your Spirit. I repent for my sins, sin of my children, and ask you to touch right now, set us free, give us another chance in our lives. Those that are sick, incarcerated, have all kind of mental problems, all kind of diseases. God, you can heal them today. God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon the young men, amen. They are, amen, the first fruits, praise God. They are the ones that's supposed to carry the word and be adamant about doing the will of God. Have mercy upon the women that are carrying the word, amen, praise God, and that have made up their minds. It's either God or nothing else, and they're doing the will. Be with your pastors, evangelists, bishops, or your teachers, your coaches, and all of these various, amen, praise God, entities that are out there, that they be able to support and undergird your people, because we're truly living in the last days. I want to thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Now, we bind Satan up, amen, and we bind, amen, up those yokes, amen, because the anointing destroyed the yoke, amen. Before the thorns can fill the pot, amen, you have already removed them, amen. So I thank you for what you've done for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. My thought this morning is, behold the Lamb. I'm determined to tell people about Jesus Christ. John had wrote in his prologue, amen, various writings about the experience that he had with Jesus Christ and what he's seen in all existence. And the prologue is a word that means which goes before a speech. John is preparing his speech, and he's getting ready to tell about Jesus Christ and his coming and his works. Jesus is our Savior. Thought the world into existence, amen. And then Father God and him and the Holy Spirit went on it to establish it and make it known. We are his people from the very beginning. Amen. Even though we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity, God has given us an opportunity and a chance to live for him. But he also wanted us to know about his son, Jesus Christ. Isaiah spoke about him more than anybody. Moses spoke about him. Amen, praise God. And many other prophets spoke about the coming of Jesus Christ to let us know that we would have a Savior that would come in, not to do battle, physical battle, but to do spiritual battle and show us that we can win because we now have him as our Lord and Savior, and that the anointing that we carry on us, it will destroy the yoke. We don't have to be yoked up with the enemy. Amen, praise God. So, prologue means literally the introduction to a discourse of a performance or a preamble to the gospel of Jesus. Amen. The introduction of primary, amen, praise God, the beginning of a prelude or discourse, a preface of Christ's existence and works. Now it is John's time to give the account and speak about Jesus Christ. Origin and works in the earth realm. Behold the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. John first speaks about it in John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was always with us. The Word is what spoke into existence, and the Holy Spirit moved and shaped it, while God gave the command and the orders for it to be so. When what God speaks, it will not return back void. He thought a thing, Jesus thought about it, he introduced it to the Father, and the Holy Spirit was the worker. The Holy Spirit is the anointing one that works in the earth realm to destroy the yokes of the enemy. And he also worked to form man and the earth itself, because if you first would look at the earth, amen, at the beginning of creation, it was It had no form about it, no shape. But the Holy Ghost shaped it into almost a circle. Amen. It's not complete circle. It's almost into a circle. Amen. Praise God. And then he put the gravity, the oxygen, and all of that in the earth. Amen. So that man could live, animals could live and breathe and exist. And there's so many intricate parts about creation and about the wonderful, magnificent, amen, praise God, amen, beauty of God and his works, amen, praise God. But Jesus at the beginning was the word spoken, amen. Once God spoke it out of his mouth, it will not return back void. If you say you're a priest or a minister, you're going to preach that word before you leave this earth. I don't care if you don't preach it to anybody, but one person, you're going to preach that word because that's the living word that's on the inside of you that cannot be disannulled or die, or Satan can't stop it. I don't care what you do throughout the visions and dreams you have, the attacks you have on your mental and physical body, you got a right through the anointing of the Holy Spirit to destroy that yoke. You got the authority, you got the right, you got the power. So the same was in the beginning with God. Jesus was always in the beginning. The Holy Spirit was always in the beginning, and they were with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. Jesus is our life-giving support. Amen. Praise God. He supports the air that we breathe. He supports, amen, praise God, the oxygen that's taken into our lungs because he created us to have lungs, to have air that we can breathe in and out in order to survive, as many components to survival. Amen, praise God. He was the light of men. He was that illumination. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Amen? That's Satan, the darkness, amen, in this world. It comprehended Jesus not because Jesus was the light. Amen. He was that illumination. Christ is the eternal word of God. In the beginning was the Logos. The Greek word for Logos means the reason and the word. Reason or reasoning is the national or what you call, I would say, international, all worldwide, amen, way that people are able to establish and to communicate and to do things for progress and mankind. So reasoning is the rational act of, in the present tense, about creation and action of performing the Logos, causing it to manifest. He meditates, amen, upon the word, upon his thoughts, amen. The world, mankind, animals, plants, and troposphere, the atmosphere, the water, the seas, the lakes, the rivers, oceans, amen. Plants, amen, trees, and the breath, amen, is in mankind. The oxygen, the insects, and various other things that were put in the earth realm before they came to existence. So Jesus has always been there, amen, and meditating upon the word to bring us the good things, the positive things of God and what we are today. Behold, the Lamb is that now we know who Jesus is. Amen. John spoke about him and all his works. Then we should now, amen, understand that he is the Lamb that take away the sins of the world. The next day John said Jesus coming into him and said, behold, the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world. Without Jesus taking away the sins through his death, burial, and resurrection and bloodshed, we would still be in a lot of trouble because Satan is the so-called god of this world, and he yokes us up with all his unrighteous thoughts and deeds. This is he who said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me. John, speaking about him. Amen, for he was before me. Praise God. And I know him not, but that he should be made manifested to Israel. Therefore I am come baptized with water. Praise God. And then it went on to say, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Amen. The Holy Spirit came and took its residence upon Jesus Christ. The anointing, amen, the anointed one, praise God, that moved and worked at the beginning of creation, now is moving and working on Jesus' behalf in the earth realm while he does his work. Well, Jesus left us the comforter. Behold, the Lamb left us the comforter. Amen, that he would guide and teach us into all truth. We are in the last dispensation of everything, and it's winding up. God is soon to come. He's closing the doors on a lot of things, and we will not be able to open those doors because the end time is here. We got to behold the Lamb. We got to come to him in the manner and the fashion and the order that he's created us for the due season. Amen. Praise God. That's upon our lives. Amen. We got to have Jesus in our lives. Put down sin. Put down all unrighteous acts and go to him. He's just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb. This is really a time for us to know God. If you're sinning or if you're doing anything wrong, check yourself and get it right. God bless.